Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. So I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good buddy Peter Meyer is back in the building, so to speak. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a top management expert in the Brain Trust. And one of the smartest guys I know. He is the author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, and one of my favorites, Creating and Dominating New Markets. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that Peter Meyer you hear me talking about. You hear me quoting Peter all the time out of that book on the show, even when he's not here, when I talk about creating and dominating new markets. It's that Peter. Hey, Peter, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Let me pry myself off the ceiling for a second to join you here.
Now they know who you are because even though they know you from when you're here, when you're not here, you're still here because I'm always talking about small business owners, not starting to realize that they've got power. They've got brand power, which is what we've talked about many times before. But these days, Peter, small business owners are probably feeling a little bit defensive, I think, maybe. And they're probably feeling like, okay, I didn't get us into this mess, but it sure is raining down on me. And so if I didn't have any control over not getting us into this mess, then how much control am I going to have over getting us out of this mess? What do you think about that idea, Peter?
Well, I think it's a common sense, and I think it really fits into what you were talking about in your column yesterday. But although it's a common sense, it's not common sense. I think the issue is one of, am I part of an average, where I'm an average small business owner with average problems and average opportunities and an average business? There are no averages.
Right.
And there instead are individuals. And as individuals, we do control the destiny of our own businesses and destiny of our own selves. We have enormous amount of number of things we can do individually with our businesses and ourselves that have got nothing to do with what happens with Henry Paulson and
right.
What happens with the Treasury.
Right. Exactly right. And I've been using a little example that I call the odd couple of small business, Peter. The odd couple of small business are challenges and opportunities. Those two guys, challenges and opportunities. In any given year, even back in '05 and '06 and part of '07, when everybody thought the economy was just growing like crazy, there were still businesses going out of business those years. They had so many challenges they couldn't overcome them, mm-hmm. or they weren't able to overcome them. And in a year like this, there are going to be people going out of business. Next year, people are going to go out of business, and so that happens all the time. And whether you survive or not has more to do, and I think that's what you were saying, has more to do with you than it does with anything else.
Absolutely. And what's more, if you look at any economic downturn as well, there are people who make a lot of money in downturns. There are people who thrive in every situation.
There are people who've been licking their chops waiting on this kind of mayhem to happen.
And even if it isn't waiting for the mayhem, it's deciding that you are going to thrive. Mm-hmm. And we are in a spot where we build our businesses because we have the ability to thrive. All we have to do is to decide we're going to continue to thrive. Not mm-hmm. to start to thrive, to continue to thrive. And that is what we can do as small business owners.
Last week I started talking about what I'm calling the small business attitude. A small business owner is getting an attitude. And that attitude is, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Just assuming that attitude as a personal attitude. I'm going to win by surviving.
I agree with that entirely.
Now that might sound like low expectations, But in a time when things are kind of unsettled, Peter, we don't know how bad things are going to get yet. And you know how, you know what a Pollyanna I am. You know, I don't like talking about these things. But, Peter, I think we have to be honest and realize that we got some challenging times ahead of us. There are a lot of issues that have to be dealt with, have to be wrung out of the system. So we don't know what things are going to look like. And so is it reasonable to have that kind of expectation, just a survival expectation?
I think that we can expect to survive and expect to do well both at the same time.
So we can survive and thrive.
We can survive and thrive. And if we couldn't, we wouldn't be small business owners.
Right. That's exactly right. That's the reason we do what we do. It's the reason why I love small business owners so much and why you do, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Meyer and I will be right back. I'm going to get him to explain himself right after these messages. How can we do that, folks? How can we survive and thrive as we move into this next year or so? It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Then he makes it fast with one more thing.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 17 till. We're visiting with our good friend Peter Meyer, a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, one of my favorite books. Peter, give us your website, please, and tell us how we can contact you.
The easiest way to reach me is through the website at creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com.
creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com. Check it out, mm-hmm. folks. Important stuff. They can find all your books there, too, can't they?
And as well as a whole bunch of articles we've written just for people to read and use. We've sort of opened the library to the public and said, anybody who wants the article, please feel free.
So check it out. Thank you for that. Okay, so Peter, how does a small business owner not only survive these unsettling... See, I refuse to call it, give it a name, Peter. I'm calling it two things. Either unsettling times or this thing that we're in right now, whatever it is. Those are my two descriptions.
Well,
and the reason I say that is because for some people, it's not a bad time. And there, as you say, there are people who are thriving right now. So it's unsettling for some, and for other people, it's just the thing that we're in right now. But in this thing that we're in right now, how can more of us not only survive but also thrive?
I think the answer is to look at this as a dramatic change and to recognize that we have an enormous advantage, maybe two enormous advantages over our large business partners and brothers. A large company, you know, I've worked for a number of large companies,
mm-hmm.
has the ability to make massive amounts of motion, like a battleship or even an aircraft carrier. But a small company has the ability to make motion quick and to do something quickly and be flexible. Like a small boat. And that flexibility mm-hmm. is a real advantage right now.
Yep.
We've seen what happens to large institutions during the past 6 months and how they cannot move quickly enough to recover.
They can't be nimble and quick like small business owners, can they?
Right. And they and large companies and we and small businesses make good moves and we make bad moves. And what we've seen now, the result of some bad moves on the part of large companies, which will pay the price for it that they should pay. As a small business owner, we have the opportunity to do two things. One is to make that quick move and to make it quickly enough to get ourselves out of trouble before we get into it. And the second advantage we have is the ability to decide to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hamstrung by a large
without having all the layers, which we've all seen in the big companies.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many layers of people that unwieldy is the you know, it's like trying to turn around a freight train. All the cars, 110 car freight train. I mean, look at what we're seeing with the car companies right now.
Yes, yes. And one of the things I feel sure about is that almost everybody who's listening to this radio show and owns a small business, a large number of these people are, like you and I, are here because we don't want to be in a large company anymore.
Right.
Let's take advantage of that. Let's take advantage mm-hmm. of our decision to be small and flexible and start looking for the small opportunities, of which there are many. Coming out of this and take or jump into these small opportunities and make things happen.
But flexibility, being flexible, being nimble and quick is not enough, is it, Peter? I mean, you've got to have, and you mentioned the column that I wrote this week. where I talk about the different levels of fear, the different manifestations of fear. The point I make in there is that the only way to fight fear is if you're prepared. You got to fight fear with performance. You can turn your boat around, but if you don't have the right kind of motor on that boat, if you don't have gas in the tank, you're not going anywhere. And that power, that performance, comes from preparation, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. You're so perceptive on that. And from my point of view, two kinds of preparation. One is to have your resources available to you in a way that you can take advantage of things when they change. And the other is to have the most important resource you have, flexible, and that is your decision to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
saying that some of us actually need to have a word with ourselves and say, okay, as incredible as this seems, I'm giving myself permission. I'm telling myself to be flexible. Are you saying that?
I'm saying that many people will, but the people who listen to this radio show are already more educated than that.
Right.
Because they listen to, otherwise they'll be listening to you. And
yes.
So what we all need to do is to make the decision that we're in charge of our flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're going to take control of our flexibility, and nobody else can. And no matter what happens anywhere in the economy, nobody can ever take your flexibility away from you except yourself.
Self-talk is really important, isn't it, Peter?
It is tremendously important. I agree with you.
I mean, I have words with myself all the time. I do that all the time. I mean, I say I'm going to have a word with myself about something, and I do that. I mean, and what I have to fight, though, is I have to fight the toxic talk.
Mm.
Because, you know, I think most people do. We have to fight the part that says, I'm just a little guy, how can I compete? How am I going to make it? You know, we have to turn that around and I think the way you do that is by this preparation thing, by training, by getting some experience behind you, by becoming aware. You talked about what you were talking about a while ago is awareness. You know, being aware of what's going on and being aware that I have control over my own destiny. That I have control over being flexible and nimble and quick. And planning all those things, preparation, all those things are. If you can put those things together, those are the kinds of things that help you not to have positive talk to yourself, don't they?
They do. Let me talk some more about that after break.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah, we're going to come back. Peter's going to launch into his ideas about what I just said after this break. Folks, it's up to you. It's up to you. What was it Henry Ford said? Whether you can or whether you can't, either way, you're right. Stay with us, 10 till. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Peter Meyer is our guest. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, and many other ideas that you'll find at his website, creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com. And by the way, folks, that quote I give you from Henry Ford, what the quote should have said, I left one word out. He said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right. And I like the way that sounds. Peter Meyer, fear is can be an immobilizer or a motivator. And it's up to us whether we think we can or whether we think we can't to deal with it and to manage it. What do you think?
I think that it's very true. And the way I look at it is that fear can either be a sense of lack, I can't do anything, or a sense of opportunity. There's things I didn't have available to me before because people leave gaps in fear. And, you know, I'll go back just for a second to your last comments before the Henry Ford comment. I was having a meeting with the CEO of a large corporation here on the West Coast on Wednesday morning just before the break. And the one thing that he really wanted to be able to do that, of course, I couldn't help with, was be more flexible right mm-hmm. now. And he is really almost jealous of some of the small business customers who can make things move so rapidly, and he was trying to move things so fast and just couldn't move the battleship, as you were saying. And we make decisions as individuals. And I'm going to go to the Lance Armstrong story. We were talking during break about Lance Armstrong because he makes a decision to do something that is so improbable.
He won seven Tour de France's in a row.
Yes.
He's set out one or two now, and now he's thinking about going back?
He has said he's going to come back and race again next year in the professional peloton and work to fight cancer as part of doing
that. Yeah.
His decision to fight cancer and come back at that level and then decision to intently focus on something, take advantage of opportunities all through his career, his decision to fight the odds and be himself and not somebody else is what makes him so famous.
So he's not planning on attacking the course. He's going to be part of the peloton and just be his goal is to be there.
If you're asking me what Lance Armstrong is planning, I can't answer that question. But his style has never been to just be there.
Right.
I expect him to attack.
You're probably right. So okay. Well, that's the attitude. Don't small business owners need to have that attitude? I mean, I have this little aphorism. This little affirmation is what I'm trying to say. I have this little affirmation that I say to myself, and I offer it to my audience all the time, and it's this. This is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. Isn't that the attitude we have to have?
And so, tell me more what you mean by that affirmation.
Well, in other words, whenever I've got fear in front of me, and when something is scary in front of me, whenever something looks like it's insurmountable, but I know that my success is on the other side of the hill. That if I don't conquer this hill, whatever that is, this metaphorical hill. That I'm going to put myself in trouble, but that if I do the hill, if I get the hill behind me, then I'll be thriving. I won't just be surviving. And so I just say to myself, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. I tell myself that. And now obviously you got to have more than just words. You got to have more than an affirmation. You got to have performance. But
Absolutely.
But that's the kind of positive talk that helps me get that hill behind me.
That makes perfect sense. And I'll tell you one thing that I think I've mentioned you before. You guys on the show may not know that both of us ride bicycles. And I ride in California where it's fairly steep. And I've discovered that when I gear myself and put my mind in the right place, there's no hill I cannot climb. It's paved in California. There's no hill I cannot
climb.
Now,
I wasn't talking about bicycles, Peter. Cause
I know, but I always am.
I'm on the bicycle. I have to admit, I have to be in the interest of full disclosure, on a bicycle, if you've seen me in person, I'm not much of a climber. I'm not built for speed.
No, but you don't need speed to succeed. You don't need felt to succeed. What you need is a decision that you can do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think there's going to have to be a lot of that kind of self-talk over the next year or so. What do you think, Peter?
Just like there has been in the past year, just like there will be years in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Always challenges, always opportunities, right? The odd couple of small businesses is always going to be with us, aren't they?
And they'll both be there.
Yeah.
It's our decision which one we want to use.
And whether you survive or not, and how well you thrive, will depend on your ability to manage the relationship between those two.
And let me tell you a hint that I got from a friend who's a birder. It's a quick hint.
Quickly.
When he looks at trees for birds, he doesn't look at individual birds. He looks at the whole tree and watches for things to move.
Ah,
we can do that.
That's a good point. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com is the website. And it's also the book without the .com. Check that out there at that website. We'll get Peter back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.